Farmers are spending 400 or 500 hours per year in a sprayer to pass over each field maybe four times or so. You know, that far exceeds the time spent in any other piece of equipment, tractor, combine, you know, swather, you name it. So yeah, it's a very important piece of equipment on the farm, and it does a lot of jobs now. It does more than just herbicides. You know, the fungicide and insecticide world is growing, and we're also doing fertilizers with the sprayer. So it is seeing a lot of different uses.
Over the last couple of decades, what have been the major improvement to sprayers in general?
It's mostly a size and precision. The best-selling sprayers are the largest sprayers, so the 1,600-gallon tank. Why? Productivity. Less fills. You can do larger fields or more fields with the same tank. Less trips to maybe back to the yard if you don't have a tender unit. So that is productivity. And also the shortage of labor. It's driven really by that. We don't have three or four people available to run the sprayers. We have one, maybe two. So you have to be productive, and large machines are really the tool that we've used for that.
The development of these algorithms to spot spray and do things like that, it's just amazing. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around.
It's kind of a mathematical miracle, isn't it? You know, what we've really done is we've simulated the human eye vision, where you can see things and identify them and differentiate them from others. And you can do that in really a fraction of a second. Like a fifth of a second is what we're talking about, where these spot sprays see it with the camera that points maybe a meter or two ahead, to the point where it turns on a nozzle and says, "There's a weed there, please spray it." It's an amazing technological revolution, and it requires a lot of computing power. I mean, the processors on these sprayers are amazing. So much more processing power than any other piece of equipment we've ever seen.
What kind of rate of success do some of these units have in regards to identifying weeds? Are we getting close to the point where it's like 80-90%?
Oh, absolutely. We're over that, in fact. Yeah. It's a size question for a visible weed. You know, the smallest weeds obviously are undetectable because there's just not enough pixels to see them. But I know other problems could be that they're obscured by other plants or residue, and so that can be problematic, and there's no amount of vision smarts that can see something that is not, you know, in the line of sight, so to speak. So those are some of the issues. Those are serious, you know, and that's why in the U.S., for example, where spot spraying is a little bit more adopted, they are using a pre-emergent product in conjunction with post-emergent product. So they're saying, all right, if we don't see this weed or don't spray it, the pre-emergent residual will still get it. And so that's been a very important strategy for them. We're doing less of that in Canada, partly because of our cropping systems. We don't have the same pre-emergent options available for our crops that the Americans do for corn and soybeans, and that may delay the ability of us to adopt these systems.
It sounds like the technology is being developed for the big crops, corn, soybean. What about canola, wheat? Where does that sort of fit into the picture?
You have to find a partner that's committed to the Western Canadian landscape, where the row crops aren't as common. The row crops are an entry point where they're testing their capabilities, perhaps, because they have this 30-inch space, basically, mostly, between these rows, where it's essentially fallow, you know. Yeah. So you don't have to differentiate plants, like crop plants and wheat plants, within that space. Once you've got the row identified, everything in between must be a weed, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little easier. And I think that's sort of the first stage of this technology. I do think that the partners will recognize Canada and our small grains and oilseeds and pulse crop situation that are often grown at 10-inch spacing or even 12, but not more than that, as an important market. And so we'll see development for those crops. It will take a bit of time, though. Yeah.